Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media and now balancing it all while being a mom. I'm actually here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I actually had less than 500 followers on Instagram. So tune in because I'm going to drop all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time without sacrificing your well-being. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Wow, it has honestly been a while since I hopped on here, only because, let's be real, life has been crazy. Every single Monday, I kept thinking, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to record a podcast because these light me up, like just sharing insight, sharing my knowledge, like looking at these burning questions that come into my DMs and answering them on here. I love it. And it sucks that I fell off my routine and everything, but I am back. And the topic for this episode is how we can make it our best month yet, even when, for example, like me, things just went kind of crazy in my life right now. I went through a big move. My little baby is teething, so moms out there could relate. It is so unpredictable. It is so heart-wrenching. There's not much I could do to help her, and it's hard. So let's talk about it. What can we do to make the best of each month to get back on our feet? So what I love to do is I always do this. I literally preach this to my clients all the time, but it's to review your previous month or previous year that you felt like, wow, this went really well. And look at what worked and what didn't work. So where did you find your dream clients? What got your clients the best results? What did your schedule or calendar look like? What did your fitness look like? What did your mood look like? I like to review all of that because all of those combined make up a huge deal of how things are gonna go. And what I found is in the area of business or in the area of my health, when I reviewed my relationship, when I reviewed my lifestyle, even how much water I had been drinking, what time I had been waking up, what time I had been going to bed. When I reviewed all that, it really made a difference to see what months were great because I was on this great routine or certain habits made it a great month, or the months like this that I fell off, I've been kind of lower energy, and that reflected on my business as well. Number two is to revamp your lead generation process. Don't keep doing what doesn't work. Sometimes we're stuck in this spiral of because we were taught this or because it worked before, I'm just gonna keep doing it. If it's not working for you right now, you're allowed to change it up. Review the conversations that dropped off. How can you make connections more personal with people that you're talking to or selling to? How have you hired coaches? So what made you say yes to bigger investments? I love to review whenever I hire a business coach, health coach, or mindset coach, or whatever, what made me say yes to them? What made me literally pull out my credit card and be like, this is perfect for me? And then I bring that into my business because I want that same feeling to reciprocate on sales calls or when I close in the DMs. Last but not least, have a referral process. This is huge, and you would think every business has this, but it's actually uncommon for some reason. And for me, this really helped my business, especially when it was growing. So ask previous clients or even people you've helped for free when you first got a certification or even after a good win, if they know anyone that would be interested in your services. And you could even have an incentive for them, whether that's, a discount or a month free with you, an extra one-on-one call, whatever that looks like. You
just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. So if you liked today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes so that I know you're liking my content so far, and share this podcast with your friends. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my Instagram at @_SalmaAziz for more content and more little snippets of my life. And also you could head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other coaches who are striving towards literally the same goals as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode.